नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देह धरी अन्योन्ये विलासे रास आस्वादन करी राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देह धरी अन्योन्ये विलासे रास आस्वादन करी राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देह धरी अन्योन्ये विलासे रास आस्वादन करी Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Eka, one, Atma, self, Dui, two, Deha, bodies, Dhari, assuming, Anyonye, one another, Vilase, they enjoy rasa, the mellows of love, aswadana kori, tasting. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor, and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as sat or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called chit or samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is called Ladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktirasmat Ekat Manavapi Bhuvipura Dehabidam Gatao Tao Chaitanyakyam Prakatamadanatadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity. They separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Milidham Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajataham Sahagana Raghunathan Bitham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha and Krishna are one and the same. But they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. We are reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 4, entitled The Confidential Reasons of the Lord's Appearance. Text 56. Very grateful to be with all of you today on the holy day of Radhastami. Thank you for being here. Srila Prabhupada is citing from text 55 in his purport
from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Srila Prabhupada explains it that in this particular prayer, Swarup Damodar Goswami is encapsulating the very essence of the understanding of Radha Krishna. The absolute truth is one. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atte sarvam pravartite. Krishna tells that he's the source of all spiritual and all material worlds. Everything emanates from him. Janmadya shalyadaha. The absolute truth is him from whom everything and everyone emanates. Throughout the world, throughout the universe, people who have a theistic conception are trying to love God. There may be various religions. God has many names. He has appeared in many forms with many pastimes throughout history. But to love God is the ultimate perfection. Prema Pumartu Mahan. But who is it that God is seeking to love? That is the greatness of Sri Radharani. The tendency is to understand the inconceivable, the impossible for our imagination to conceptualize. But there is no higher topic in all philosophy, in all theology. There is no higher understanding of reality than the love between Radha Krishna. The absolute truth, the cause of all causes, the source of everything that exists, who knows everything past, present, and future, expands himself into two eternally. Sometimes it explains he has expanded himself into two eternally. That's inconceivable. Any way you try to word it, it's inconceivable. If you say he has expanded, that means it's happened in the past. But eternal means there's no past. There's no origin. How could Krishna be the origin of everything that exists when everything's already eternally existing? Eko Bahusham. Krishna expands himself. Expands himself into limitless jivas, or little living beings. And expands himself as limited shaktis, limitless eternal associates, and expansions of expansions. For one purpose in the spiritual world, which is the ultimate aspiration of every living being, which is to taste love and to love. Radharani is Krishna's Ladini Shakti, his eternal pleasure potency. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains it so nicely that Sri Radha, she exists forever to give pleasure to to Krishna and to nourish all living beings. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita that all the living beings that exist are eternally his parts and parcels. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. That there is one supreme eternal and there are limitless other eternals. Those limitless infinitesimal eternals are always subordinate to the one supreme eternal. And the potential within all the eternal living beings, who is the source of life within every body, that jiva is within a plant, within a tree, and the fish and the insects and the reptiles, the birds, the animals, and every type of human being. The living force is the jiva, the spirit soul. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that with the nature within each of us, at the very core of our being, is to love Krishna. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. Such a profound statement. It's the foundation of the incredible teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Swarupoi. The original nature of every living entity, as we are eternally servants of Krishna. Because in the spiritual sense, to love is to serve. Srila Prabhupada explains one of the great names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Rama. Rama means the reservoir of all pleasure, the supreme enjoyer. And what is that enjoyment? It's the reciprocation of love. So when Krishna, that one supreme truth, expands himself as Sri Radha, Krishna is described in this purport to be like fire, and Radha is like the heat, the energy and the energetic. Krishna being the energy can never be, or the energetic can never be separated from his energy. Is it possible to separate heat from fire? Is it possible to separate the sunshine from the sun? They are forever existing simultaneously. Krishna is the Vishaya. He's the supreme object of all love. Sri Radha is Ashraya. She's the supreme abode, the supreme source of all love. So the highest truth is the ever-existing, ever-expanding, limitless love between Radha and Krishna. And as Krishna manifests himself in little particles, as the jivas, when Kaviraj Goswami tells that Radharani not only gives the topmost complete pleasure to Krishna, but she nourishes all living beings. Her grace, her love, is the eternal nourishment of every soul. Because being part of Krishna, we're all looking for happiness. Srila Prabhupada explains it very nice. Everyone is trying to enjoy. Every species of life, everyone is trying to enjoy. In our Vrindavan forest, we have a kadamba tree that some Brijvasis brought from Govardhan and planted here. If you look at that particular kadamba tree, it's not growing straight up. It's bending in a particular direction. And I've been studying that tree since we planted. It's because the building that we're all enjoying so much sitting in is blocking the sunlight from that tree. So the tree is growing to the side, reaching out to get sunlight. Because it enjoys the sunlight. It's nourished by the sunlight. So even the tree is looking for enjoyment. In the rainy season, which we are enjoying these days, the mosquitoes enjoy us. Why do they bite us? Why do they drink our blood? Because they're seeking nourishment. And that nourishment gives them enjoyment. Today's a fast day. So it really doesn't matter if my class goes overtime, because there will be no prasad served until afternoon. Why do we like to eat so much? Brahmacharis like to eat so much also. And believe me, I have seen with my own eyes how much sadhus like to eat prasad. So there's so many ways to enjoy. And even if you give up eating, you enjoy to sleep. And even if you give up sleeping, recognition, fame, praise. So everyone is looking for enjoyment. Krishna is Param Brahma. That means he's the supreme Brahman. Arjuna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Itam Uttamam. Krishna is the supreme Brahman. The origin of the happiness which is within us is this prema. Now, the difference between material love and spiritual love is material love is when the soul in maya or illusion is seeking to satisfy the body, the senses, and the mind. Brahma-sokyam is the enjoyment of the soul. Yogis, spiritual aspirants, what they will do to taste even an infinitesimal particle of that Brahma-sokyam, or spiritual enjoyment. Yogis, throughout history and today, they give up their wealth, they give up their families, they give up all their senses, pleasures, seeking out that Brahma-sokhya, that spiritual enjoyment, Brahman. Brahmacharis, they give up so many possibilities. Some sleep on the floor, some sleep on little beds. But such a simple life, why? Because they're seeking that enjoyment of Brahman. Sannyasis. Bharat Maharaj. There are countless examples, Prabhupada cites, of people who have renounced the most difficult things to give up because they're seeking this Brahman enjoyment. Bharat Maharaj was the king of the entire planet, Earth. He was so great. This world is named after him, Bharatvarsha. He was loved by all his citizens. He had a wonderful family. He had unsurpassable wealth, fame, strength. And yet, when he was at the prime of his youth, he gave it all up. To live alone in the wilderness, seeking this Brahma-sokhya, spiritual enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada cites Lord Buddha. He was a prince. He had the most luxurious palace, surrounded by the most beautiful women. He was also in the prime of his youth. He was healthy. He was strong. He had everything beyond what a person could even aspire for in this world that we know today. He left it all to perform severe tapasya for years, seeking this Brahman enjoyment. So considering this, if people will give up so many material pleasures, all material pleasures, to taste spiritual happiness, do you think that Krishna, who is the Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, we're giving up so much just to taste a little flicker of Brahman? Krishna's Parabrahman. Does he want to enjoy material happiness? Krishna is the possessor of all opulences. He possesses all knowledge, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation. That means he's the proprietor of all wealth in all the spiritual material worlds. He's the source of all beauty. He knows everything, past, present, and future. From Krishna, who expands himself, he's surrounded eternally by lakhs of Lakshmis, limitless goddesses of fortune. He's Parabrahman, Atmarama, completely self-satisfied. And yet, Krishna is attracted, the all-attractive is attracted by the love of Sri Radha. Try to understand the greatness of Radharani. She's the ultimate truth. And the love between Radha and Krishna is the highest revelation. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is describing how Srimati Radharani is the supreme of all the energies of the Lord. Parashya Shaktir Vivadaiva Shruyate. The absolute truth, the Upanishads, the Vedas explain, have limitless energy. But of these limitless energies of Krishna, there are three that are prominent. Sandini, the energy which maintains all spiritual existence. Samvit, the energy wherein Krishna knows himself, and the energy that enables all living beings the capacity to know Krishna. And Ladini, the pleasure potency, the energy that is the ultimate source of all pleasure for Krishna and the ultimate source of all pleasure for all existence. Satchit Ananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Sri Radharani is the pleasure potency. She's the source of all pleasure. If Krishna is unlimited, how could Radharani be the source of all pleasure for Krishna? Because it is the expansion of her love within the hearts of all of us that gives pleasure to Krishna. The energy of her love that is all-pervading within the spiritual world. This is the subject matter of Srimati Radharani. Bhaktya mama bijanati yavan yascha smitatvata. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, we could only know him personally through bhakti. Why? Because Radharani is the source of all bhakti. By her grace, the little jiva can even overpower the supreme, all-powerful predominator of all that exists. Krishna's bhaktivatsal. How much he loves his devotees. He loves his devotees so much that he accepts himself as Krishna to be subordinate to the love of his devotee. That love is just a little particle of the supreme love of Sri Radha. Today, being Radhastami, before proceeding any further to describe the glories of Sri Radha, it is very important to understand how unqualified we actually are. The tendency of everyone in this age of Kali is to take things cheaply. That which is of most value, we have a tendency to see as ordinary. Sometimes our acharyas cite the example of Mukunda Dutt. When he was told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You will only see me after 10 million births." Not 10 million years, 10 million births. That's a long time. Mukunda Dutt began to dance and cry with gratitude. So happy. The devotees couldn't understand. Some people thought it was a curse. You have to wait 10 million births. Because Lord Chaitanya was actually showing himself and revealing himself fully to everyone in the room immediately. Whoever was there, Lord Chaitanya was manifesting his supreme opulences to, directly and personally. Everyone was falling down in ecstatic love and dancing and crying. And everyone else is getting that mercy. And Lord Chaitanya was neglecting Mukunda Dutt. Wouldn't look at him, wouldn't speak to him. Just kept calling everyone else up one at a time and giving them personal darshan of his eternal nature. Mukunda Dutt was feeling, "I'm so unqualified." He's giving his mercy to everyone except me. Everyone was seeing Lord Chaitanya directly. On that very night, and Lord Chaitanya said, when Srivas pleaded, "What about Mukunda?" He said, "Only after 10 million births will he see me." And Mukunda Dutt was so happy. He was dancing. Devotee said, "Why are you dancing like this?" He said, "Only 10 million births, I get to see the Lord." That's not just a story. It's not just a history. It's an essential lesson for us to learn. What is the value of bhakti? What is the value of seeing Krishna? Mukunda Dutt is teaching us, and Lord Chaitanya through him, not to take it so cheaply. Srila Prabhupada has told us, if we're just sincere to serve with faith and follow these instructions of how to live in Krishna consciousness, by the Lord's inconceivable supreme mercy, we can see Krishna in this very lifetime. But in order to see Krishna in this very lifetime, we have to appreciate how unqualified we are. Like Mukunda Dutt. Even if it takes 10 million births. Ashlisyava padadatam panashtumam. Lord Chaitanya is praying in the mood of Sri Radha. But in the mood of Sri Radha, he's come to teach us by example. To give us the standards of what we should value. My dear Lord, if you want, if it pleases you, you may embrace me. Or you may trample upon me. Or you may make me broken-hearted by not being present before me. But you are free to do anything and everything you want because I am your servant forever, unconditionally. We can only approach Krishna through bhakti. And Sri Radha, She is the source of all bhakti, and she's the giver of all bhakti. She's the source of grace. It is her grace that opens our heart to be able to realize the love that is within our own hearts, which is her love. She's not different than Krishna. She's the absolute truth. The feminine dimension of the Supreme. She's the source of all compassion, all forgiveness. Her love is within our hearts. But in this material world, under the delusion of Maya, it's unapproachable to us. Her love within our hearts, within our souls, is unapproachable without her grace. So bhakti is the process by which we invoke, attract the grace of Sri Radharani. In Goloka Vrindavan, Sri Radha, she expands herself as all the gopis. She expands herself as the Manjaris, as the Sakis. And they're all assisting her in her loving service to Sri Krishna. Padma Purana describes of the limitless gopis in Goloka Vrindavan, there are 18,000 that are prominent. Among those 18,000, there are 108 that are prominent. Among the 108, there are 8 that are truly prominent. Of the 8, there are 2 that are even more prominent. And of the 2, there is 1. Who is supremely prominent because she's the source of all others. That is Sri Radha. In this age of Kali, Sri Radha appears. Krishna, to taste the sweetness of Radha's love, appears with her Mahabhav and her complexion as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to taste the sweetness of Premaras, of ecstatic love, and to nourish the living entities with that love, to attract the spirit souls back home, back to Godhead. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Gita tells that the Supreme Lord descends again and again and again for the purpose of delivering the pious, annihilating the miscreants, and reestablishing the true principles of religion. But only once in a day of Brahma does the original Supreme Personality of Godhead appear directly as Krishna. In the numerous Vaikuntha planets are the various forms of Narayan, who are enjoying sweet ecstatic love with devotees. They worship Krishna in this Aishwarya Bhav, love with recognition of the majestic prowess and supremacy of Vishnu. And how much the Lord enjoys the love of his devotees and how much he gives enjoyment to his devotees. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes not what Vishnu or Narayan is thinking, but what Krishna thinks. Krishna and Narayan are one and the same. There is no difference. But there's difference. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Inconceivable, simultaneous, one and different. Just as we, each of us, the spirit souls, the jivatmas, are simultaneously one with Krishna in quality. We are Satchidananda. But Krishna is like the sun planet. And we're like a single little sun ray. We're also Satchidananda. But we're only a little particle of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gives the example, there's a gold ring and there's the gold mine. Qualitatively, there's no difference, but you can't put the whole gold mine on your finger. And similarly, the different incarnations of Godhead, the different expansions of that same one Godhead are inconceivably one and different. In Vrindavan near Govardhan, there's a place called Paita. There's a temple, Paita Bihari. Or they were Krishna was performing his Ras Lila at the Rasa Stali near Chandra Sarovar. And he disappeared from gopis. And the gopis were feeling great, great separation from Krishna. They were searching for him everywhere. Asking the trees, actually asking the animals, asking the sky, the moon, everyone, have you seen Krishna? And they came to one place where Krishna was sitting. And Krishna disguised himself by manifesting his own form of Narayan with four arms. The Supreme Lord of Vaikuntha, the source of Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, the source of all creation, who in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha is Lakshminath, the Lord of Lakshmi. And when the gopis saw him, Lord Narayan, they understand this is the Supreme God. This is, because gopis understood, this is the absolute source of everything that exists. Narayan. They bow down to him. And they only had one prayer. Please tell us where Krishna is. They know who Narayan is, but they love Krishna. Because Krishna is supremely beautiful. Krishna's flute, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's beauty, and the nature of the love of Krishna's devotees are something beyond even Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan, to fulfill the prayer of gopis, he pointed his four arms and said, Krishna went that way. They ran to find Krishna. When Krishna played his flute the night of the Rasa Lila, the gopis left everything. They had their children, They had their families, they had their securities, they had all their possessions, their clothes, everything else. They just went to the forest to find Krishna. Not to enjoy Krishna, but to give enjoyment to Krishna. And here, Krishna, after they left everything, he gave them the form of Narayan, and they even left Narayan. That is their love. When Sri Radha came shortly after, Lord Narayan was in his full majesty before her. And she said, "Where is Krishna?" And before he could even say anything or do anything, he was so conquered by the sweetness of her love that two of his arms just fell off. Not exactly fell off. They just disappeared. And beyond his control, he was there with this flute, overpowered by Sri Radha's love. So Krishna expands himself in many forms, in many incarnations. And in Vaikuntha, the Lord's loving relationships with the devotees are supremely, limitlessly beyond anything we can possibly comprehend in this world. But yet, Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami tells, he is thinking that the love of my devotee, when it is weakened by awareness of my majesty, does not satisfy me. When my devotee sees me as equal or subordinate, that gives me more pleasure. My mother, she's chastising me. She's feeding me. She's thinking I am completely helpless and dependent upon her. And my friends, they play with me as an equal. Sometimes they wrestle with me. Sometimes they throw balls with me. And the gopis, sometimes, out of anger, they chastise me with such love. And the words of their chastisement, Krishna thinks, steals my heart away from all the reverential hymns of the Vedas. Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna directly and personally appears within this world, not to kill demons, not to reestablish the principles of religion, not to protect pious, but to taste the sweetness of prem rasa, of these loving exchanges, and to perform such wonderful pastimes that anyone who hears about them, meditates upon them, Krishna attracts them to come back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the rareness of the avatar of Sri Krishna. Krishna tells Sri Radha in Goloka that I am going to descend in my original form. You come also. She said, of course I will come, but we will not really be happy without Govardhan, the forest of Vrindavan, and the river Yamuna. Krishna tells, I have already sent them. They are waiting for us. When Krishna appears in this world, he times it in such a way at the very end of the Dwapar Yuga that it's the time for the Yuga Avatar. It's time for the expansion of Vishnu to come to reestablish the principles of religion, annihilate the miscreants and protect the pious. And because Krishna is the original Swayam Bhagavan, the full, complete personality of Godhead, all other incarnations are naturally within him. So all the avatars merge into Krishna when he appears. And Krishna directly as Govinda, Shamsundar, does not kill the demons. He does, but through his Vasudeva expansion. Through his expansion of Vishnu, he kills demons. Through his expansion of Vishnu, he reestablishes the principal religion and protects devotees. Srila Prabhupada explains, these activities are incidental. Krishna's real purpose of coming as the original personality of Godhead is to display the pastimes of Vrindavan. Sri Radharani, she appears with 15 days after Krishna appears. In the village of Brajbhumi, Mukya Ravali, or Raval. Srila Prabhupada explains from the Puranas how she was not born of the womb of any human being. When her father, Vrishabhanu, was plowing a field, he discovered this beautiful little golden formed baby lying in the field. She had been born from Mother Earth. Just like Vishnu is the source of all avatars, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. And Matsya, Varaha, Narasingha, Parasuram, Vamanadev, Ramchandra, even Krishna, when they appear within this world, they do it through Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Sri Radha, who is the source of all the energies, the source of all the Shaktis, the source of all the goddesses of fortune, the source of all the queens of Dwarka. She expands within this cosmic manifestation as Bhumi, the goddess of the earth planet. So she appears through the medium of Mother Earth into this world. Vrishabhanu lovingly picked up this little child and brought her back to his wife, his queen, Kirtida. In a previous birth, Suchandra and Kalavati, they performed tapasya for 10,000 years. Lord Brahma appeared to them, asked, "What benediction do you wish?" They prayed that the Supreme Lord Vishnu's consort would be their child. Lord Brahma told, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, in the original Param Shakti, the supreme goddess of fortune, the pleasure potency of the Lord, Sri Radharani will be your daughter. Suchandra and Kalavati appeared as Brishabhanu and Kirtina. The mother and father of Sri Radha. How much they celebrated. The ultimate source of all beauty. Krishna's Madan Mohan. He's all attractive. Kamadeva attracts everyone within this cosmic manifestation. But Krishna even bewilders Kamadev. It's all attractive. Sri Radha is Madan Mohan Mohini. She attracts and bewilders even the mind of Krishna. Why? For the sake of ever-increasing supreme, sweet, ecstatic love. So little Radharani, when she's just a little baby in Ravel, in the home of Kirtida and Brishabhanu, they were so happy. But at the same time, they were so sad. Here, the source of all love, the Ananda Shakti, the source of all happiness is Sri Radha. She gives Krishna all happiness, and she empowers us to give Krishna happiness. And Krishna reciprocates by giving us the highest happiness. That is the role of Sri Radha. And she's a helpless little girl, at least that's the way she's appearing to her parents. She would not open her eyes. She would not acknowledge any sound. She would not make a sound. Was she deaf, dumb, and blind? Narada Muni, knowing how Krishna incarnates within this world, knowing that the Supreme Shamsundar, once in a day of Brahma, has appeared in his original form in Gokul as the son of Nanda and Yashoda, understood that 15 days later, the Param Shakti, the supreme source of all the energies, the Ananda Shakti, the supreme source of all bliss, is going to appear. So he was wandering around Braj Bhumi, seeking the darshan of Sri Radha. And he came to the house of Brishabhanu Kirtida. And they were very much hoping, the greatest of all sages, maybe he could bless our daughter to see and to hear and to make sounds. So they brought Narada Muni in for the darshan of baby Radhika. Narada Muni said, "Please let me be alone with her." And when everyone was gone, he offered his prayers. And Srimati Radharani manifested her eternal form in Goloka as Kishori. and blessed Narada Muni. Narada Muni, in great ecstasy, was dancing, he was crying, he was singing her holy names, he was worshipping her, he was offering prayers to her. Then she again manifested her little baby form without making a sound or opening her eyes. When the parents heard Narada Muni doing his kirtans, they came in the room and he controlled himself. He was circumambulating this little baby. And he left. When Nanda and Yashoda heard that their best friends, Brishabhanu and Kirtita, had given birth to a little girl, they came with baby Krishna to see the newborn child. And as all the adults were talking among each other, little Gopal was just crawling, and somehow or other he reached up, and there he saw the beautiful little form of baby Radha, and she opened her eyes and cried out Krishna's name in her own way. She came to this world only for Krishna. She did not want to see anything before Krishna. She didn't want to see anything except Krishna. She didn't want to make any sound except the glorification of Krishna. She didn't want to hear any sound except Krishna. That is her love. Srimad Bhagavatam, the five chapters describing Krishna's Rasa Lila, is the very summit of all the Vedic literatures. Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahamsa Samhita. And Srila Prabhupada explains that without pure love, without being liberated, we can't really understand the nature of Radharani and Krishna's pastimes. There's Vidhimarg and Ragamarg. Ragamarg is the path of pure ecstatic love. When one is liberated from the false ego, liberated from all worldly desires, liberated from all attachments and all fears, in that state we can enter the Raga Marg of bhakti. But in order to achieve that, Vidhi Marg is where there are regulative principles to be followed. Tapasya, to purify ourselves. Radha and Krishna are worshipped in the Raga Marg. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful. Our acharyas are so merciful. They're giving us the opportunity to worship Radha and Krishna, but when we do so under the principles of purification, the Prabhupada explains we're actually worshipping Lakshmi Narayan in the mood of regulative principles. But by the mercy of our acharyas, through that process we are actually approaching Radharani. Through Vidhi Bhakti, we gradually attain that platform of Raga Bhakti. And how is it possible? By chanting Krishna's names, by being the servant of the servant of the servant, with sincerity, striving to overcome our ulterior motives. Then by Sri Radha's grace, by Krishna's grace, if we sincerely take shelter of the path of devotional service, then Krishna liberates us from Maya. Srimati Radharani awakens that love within us. The Ras Lila is the highest revelation of all the Vedic scriptures. We have described how great personalities have left everything behind to taste a little drop of that Brahman experience. The Rasa Lila, the gopis, they are considered to be the highest personifications of renunciation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, he declared that there is no love that is higher, more complete than that of the gopis. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the sole heir of a fortune of what today is perhaps billions of rupees or dollars. He had a huge estate, huge fortune, beautiful, beautiful family. He left it all to go to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they left so much wealth, so much power. They had so much knowledge. They could have had so many followers. They wore little kopans, begged for food from Brijabasis. Why? They were crying out to be the servant of the servant of the gopis. Hey Radhe Brajadeva Ke Chalalite. They were wandering in Vrindavan crying out for the mercy of Radharani and gopis. So what is the Rasa Lila? There's nothing material. It's specifically, especially for Paramhamsas. It's a pastime that is specifically enacted for the highest, purest, liberated souls to elevate themselves by hearing about. When all the gopis left everything and came to Krishna, Krishna left all the gopis to be with Sri Radha. And the Srimad Bhagavatam proclaims, when the gopis are seeking Krishna in the forest, he left all other gopis for this one gopi, Aradhata, Aniaradite Nunam. This one gopi, she worships Krishna in such a way that pleases him more than all others. Sukadev Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these greatest acharyas, they've renounced everything to become the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha. Gopi Bharatur Padakamala Yora Dasa Dasa Anudas. Radhastami, the day when Sri Radharani appears within this world, is a special day when we together help each other to appreciate her mercy. Karunamayi, Rupa Goswami, he describes, she is the ocean of all compassion. Srila Prabhupada describes that in Vrindavan, everyone chants the names of Radharani because they know that we cannot approach Krishna without the grace of Srimati Radharani, because her love conquers even Krishna. She is Haripriya, the most dear, the most beloved. And Srila Prabhupada tells us that in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant, taking shelter, when we chant the holy names of Krishna, when Srimati Radharani is pleased, Hare Krishna, then she approaches Krishna. And with her supreme compassion upon us, she informs Krishna that this devotee, and she's talking about you and me, he's better than me. Please accept him. If we try to approach Krishna, who are we? But Sri Radha, the Supreme Mother of Devotion, when she simply sees our sincerity, when she sees how we're crying out Krishna's name and her names like a baby crying for mother, Mother Radha responds, Krishna, please accept him. And Krishna accepts us. He cannot refuse the loving prayers of compassion of Sri Radha. That is our qualification. When we learn to be the servant of the servant of the Vaishnava, the servant of the servant of our gurus, Sri Radharani sees the sincerity of our efforts, the determination that we have to give pleasure to Krishna. Then she intervenes and presents us before her beloved Sri Krishna. That is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the path of pure bhakti. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami, Radha Dasyam. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha is the highest aspiration. But we cannot take it cheaply. Lord Chaitanya himself, he declared that he had no love for God. He said, if I had a drop of love for Krishna, I would have died in separation from him. If I'm living, it means I have no love. That is the esteem that he has taught us to have. But yet, Dina Hina Yatachilo Harinama Udharila. He gave that love to Jagai and Madhai. Most sinful, most fallen souls, he gave that love. Simply because they were willing to accept it. Radhastami is a day when we could really celebrate and appreciate the incredible mercy Srila Prabhupada has given us on, as a representative of the parampara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through following the simple path with sincere and grateful hearts, with true humility, we are given the guarantee that each and every one of us can enter into the supreme loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, the spiritual world. Let us together chant this beautiful prayer of Sri Rupa Goswami.
Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite
Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite Damodara Rati Vargana Veshe Hari Niskuta Brinda Vipineshe Damodara Rati Vardana Veshe Hari Niskuta Brinda Vipineshe Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite
Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite
Vrishabhanutati Navasasileke Lalita Sakiguna Ramita Vishake Vrishabhanutati Navasasileke Lalita Sakiguna Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Kadunam Kurumai Karuna Parite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Karunam kudumai karuna barite sanaka sanatana varnita charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite O Radha, beloved of Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokula, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. You who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari, O new moon that has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna, O you who are filled with compassion, whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanak and Sanatan, O Radha, please be merciful to me. Let us dance and chant.